This is URN, the sports show.
But Shaqiri and Mummy.
Hey, there's been a penalty in my game over here. Brighton have just been awarded a penalty. Roberto Firmino, just as he's gone up and scored that second goal, has just committed a rough challenge, and Graham Scott is blowing his whistle for a penalty. Glenn Murray is about to take it. He's going to step up now. Yep, and Glenn Murray's just scored. He's rifled the ball into the back of the net. It's a great penalty. Brighton back in this game.
Something happening at Vicarage
Road?
Yeah,
massive turning point in the match. I think it's Richarlison collects it on the left-hand side, knocks it past Davon Sanchez, the Tottenham centre-back, and he's just been shown a straight red for an elbow to the face. And it's with about 40 minutes to go of the match. This could be a massive turning point for Tottenham and their entire season. Sanchez now protesting to the referee that it wasn't deliberate, but you can see Richarlison's clearly in pain, clutching his face, and it does look like he did just put an elbow into his face. Richarlison knocking the ball past him, and Sanchez just resorting to trying to block him off, but that resulted in an elbow straight into the nose of Richarlison, and he's been sent off. Tottenham down to 10 men now.
Coming forward.
Goal. Sorry to interrupt you there,
goal,
Jimmy.
But
it's another goal for Liverpool. It's Philip Coutinho from a free kick. I mean, in the build up to it.
He always plays them over the bar.
He does always place them over the bar, and he's done the exact opposite, and he's put it under the wall and to the left of the keeper. Yeah, he danced around about three players in the build up to win the free kick, and then he's gone one step better. Yeah, he stuck it right under the wall. It's genius thinking. The wall's jumped up, and Coutinho's done the exact opposite of what I said and put it under the keeper. It's a fantastic finish. Liverpool have got that fourth goal, and that really is the icing on the cake.
In contrast, Dele Alli has come off the pitch for Harry Winks, which kind
of shows... another goal. Sorry.
It's 5-1 to Liverpool now. Yeah, they really, really are destroying them now. It's Philip Coutinho again, who's danced around four or five players, run the length of the field. I'm not sure if it's going to go down as his goal because there was a massive deflection off Lewis Dunk. I think it probably will go down as an own goal. But yeah, Philip Coutinho has been by far the best player on the pitch today. He really does look like the sort of player he was a couple of years ago. The commentator's curse has really come back to haunt me in the sense with his free kick because, like I said, he has been blazing them over the bar recently. But yeah, he's been outstanding today. I'm pretty sure this will go down as a Lewis Dunk own goal. But yeah, Brighton 1, Liverpool 5 now.
Let's head over to Russia. In the new year, on this very show, we're going to be having some sort of feature detailing what's going on with the teams and their players in the World Cup. But the World Cup draw was yesterday. If you're interested, you can see how URN Sport reacted to that live. That is on the URN Sport Facebook page. But we'll start off then with England, who were drawn into a group with top seeds Belgium, Tunisia and Panama. What's everyone's immediate reaction to that World Cup draw?
Well, I was with you yesterday, Saunders, watching the draw, and to be completely honest with you, I don't think the draw could have gone too much better for England. I think they avoided a lot of the big teams in pot one that they would have liked to avoid. I know you were quite keen for us to get Russia, but I think that would have been a very, very bad thing in the sense that they've got home advantage. It would have been a very feisty affair, a horrible game for the fans to go to. So I'm glad we avoided them. The only other team which we really would have wanted from pot one was Poland, and we could potentially meet them in the second round if we do get through. So yeah, I'm quite happy drawing Belgium as the team out of pot one. I don't think they're that good, to be completely honest. I think their squad on paper is obviously very strong, but they've proven at the last two major tournaments that yeah, they're probably not quite as strong as people have been making them out to be. In terms of Tunisia, I think that's probably a good first up game for England. I would much prefer to be playing them first rather than Panama, because I think if we'd played Panama first, England would have had a lot of pressure on them. Panama would have gone into that game with nothing to lose, and I could have seen it being a similar story to what happened against Iceland. I think Tunisia, yeah, is going to be a good first up game, and hopefully by the time we do meet Belgium we should have already secured our qualification.
Well, I think I agree with Ollie there that I think it is probably, if we'd been offered this group going into it, I think most England fans would have taken it. But you just can't shake that feeling that England are going to do in England and go into that last game with Belgium and going to have to get at least a draw or something, and it's going to be whole country watching, and we're going to see Harry Kane take a corner, and it's going to get hoofed upfield, and we're going to No, I think England stand a good chance of. I'm not sure if they'll top the group. Belgium are a very good side, but I think England should definitely get out of that group. Especially when we look at who England would get in the follow-up game. I think it's probably looking like it's going to be Poland, Senegal, or Colombia. I don't personally back Japan to get out of the group in the final group, but that's quite a nice sort of, you take that. But then going past that, you look at some of the teams that, if England were to get to the quarterfinals and third, the Germanys, the Brazils, the Frances, the Spain, the Portugal. Can anyone really see England going into this World Cup with much hope?
Why would it not be? Given how badly England have done in previous tournaments, why would you not? If I offered you right now a run to the quarterfinals and a defeat to Germany, would you not take that?
Well, I think a game against Germany in a big final is going to be entertaining, and it's going to be good, and it's going to be horrible when we get battered. No, I'm joking, but. Yeah, but isn't it sad that we're offered that? Like, would you take a quarterfinal defeat to Germany? England, one of the biggest footballing nations in the world, we should be pushing for, finals, semi-finals, not I'll take a quarterfinal defeat to Germany.
But the point isn't so much that England are one of the more famous footballing nations. In terms of quality, the English league is the best, not the English players per se.
Well, it's quite fascinating when watching England that when watching a Premier League, which obviously a lot of us do, England don't really replicate the style of Premier League football. You kind of see in the Premier League really fast build-up, counter-attacking football, a lot of energy. You see players getting cramp at the end of every match. Whereas with England, it just seems so slow and lethargic. They're so cautious in what they do. I think the players, because they're under such scrutiny from their poor form from these tournaments and on the world stage, they're really cautious, they're not willing to take risks, and as such the standard of English football regarding when we're playing international football has dropped, and I think that's partially because players do not replicate what they do in the Premier League. It's just interesting that the whole English squad plays in the Premier League, however they just don't seem to carry a similar approach when stepping up onto the international stage, and I think that's been the main problem for England as a country when it comes to football. And I think that's maybe why some people question Gareth Southgate's appointment as manager. Obviously, people would have maybe preferred a Premier League manager who would have known how the players play, known what they're used to. But it's just it'll be interesting to see the approach Gareth Southgate takes. But I think he would have loved yesterday's result regarding our group, and especially Group H is the group in which England are next to, the draw there, because I think any England fan would take a last 16 match against either Colombia or Poland.
Assuming that England do make it through the group, and
yes,
and
of course.
I mean, it's safe to say that's you would expect a fair assumption, but tournament football is a funny old thing.